But to talk more about this new report card on payday loan rule changes, which, by the way, is not good. Ontario gets an F on it. Is Brian Dykema. He's the Work and Economics Program Director at CARTIS, which is a nonpartisan, nonprofit public policy think tank. Woo, that is a mouthful. Good morning to you, Brian.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on with us. Okay, so if somebody is like me and I don't even understand the concept really of the payday loan business. So talk to me like I'm completely brand new and I have no knowledge of it. Like, why is this a business that people use? Why aren't they just using like a normal bank?
Because it's a great question. One of the main reasons is that there's a number of reasons, but one of the main reasons is that people don't have access to other credit. So you or I may use a credit line or a credit card, or we may have, you know, these rare things called generous parents or friends or family that say, hey, they can spot you the $300 you need. But some people don't have those options. They've either maxed out their credit cards or they don't have a credit record, and so they don't have access to those good forms of credit, and they need money. So, for instance, the brakes break down and they need a car to get to work and they need that $500. So they go to these payday loan stores, and these stores are stores that offer short-term or small dollar loans, so loans that are less than $1,500, and for short term, so for less than 60 days. So they're the type of thing that if you're short on cash, you go to them if you're desperate. And that's right. And you're sort of right that many people think of them as sort of shysters and hucksters. And that's sort of the look that they have. But they do fill a need for some people, even though they are in general pretty bad.
Right. And I think I understand that sounded really kind of like privilegey of me to say, like, explain to me why they don't go to a bank. So mm-hmm, I get that people have poor credit or bad credit or no credit. And now I'm starting to sound like a commercial of some sort. But wasn't there one called like Cash a Check or something that would like they kind of their business model was they would cash your check for you or like so yep, that's yep. For people so who like again that's what I mean like why not just use the bank it,
Yeah, so I mean, sometimes one of the reasons why they don't use the banks, and this is a real challenge, quite frankly, for the banks who should be talking about and concerned about raising up the lowly. But what often happens at a bank is they'll put a hold on your check. If you need the cash right away, sometimes you go to those places, and they charge quite a bit for it. And some of these new rules get at that as well.
Yeah, it just seems like they're really kind of predatory, and like you say, these are really high interest loans for people in poor economic situations. So maybe that's why I get that kind of idea that they're, you know, like I said, like shifty and shady and certainly don't have their consumers' best interests at heart, although some of us might say the same thing about big banks.
Yeah, well, I would say that a little bit about the big banks, but I think one thing to note is this. What we've said in our paper is that using a payday loan is a bad option, but it's better than a worse option. So the analogy I like to use is if you're drowning and somebody throws you a ring and it's got a hole in it, but it'll hold you up for 5 minutes, you're still thankful for that ring, right? So you may say to the person who throws it out, why are you just, you know, throwing in a dud and not going out there and helping them get out and get back on their feet? That's right. There's a moral issue there, but they are at the same time something that helps people in times of need. But I don't think they're the best way to do it. I think there's lots of other ways to do it, but that's the challenge, and that's what the government was trying to address. So how do you make sure that this credit is available to people who are in need, but how do we find ways to actually, instead of just, you know, helping them stay afloat for a little bit and then asking them to pay more for another ring, how do we actually get them out of the water, back on their feet, and sort of growing their economic well-being?
But you folks at CARTIS found that, you know, even though the intent was to make sure by the government that it was better, it's not better. Ontario gets an F for these rate caps.
Yeah. So, well, I just to be clear, we actually graded them on a number of subjects. So they actually did five separate things, and we graded them on it. So we did give them an F on the interest rate caps, but we also gave them some A's, an A+, and a couple B pluses. So it's not a total It's not a total F. But just to be clear, in fact, they've done some pretty decent work. But the one with the F, it actually has to do with the interest rates, and that's where everyone. It's sort of the easy to understand thing. They lowered the interest rates from $21 per $100 borrowed. So that's the equivalent of about 766% APR, which is a lot, right? If you hear that, you think that's crazy, to about 391%. So that, in general, people say, oh, that's huge. But the challenge there is that what it ends up doing is putting a lot of the lenders out of business. And then we have that situation where somebody's drowning and there's nobody to throw them any sort of life raft. So that's why we gave them an F on that particular one. But there are other grades as well.
So safe to say then that you at Cartus, you guys will keep watching to see, what happens with these payday loan places. Give us a couple examples, too, of the other things that are happening at Cartus, the other kind of monitoring that you're doing and which kind of reports we can be watching for or waiting for from you guys.
Right. Yeah. So we continue to do work on the payday loans. Like we're actually quite happy that the government let credit unions actually try new things. They deregulated them and changed the repayment rules to let sort of deal with people's cash crunches. So we gave them an A on that, and I think that's something that needs to be heard. It's good policy, sort of thoughtful. Cartus does all kinds of work. I actually have done some work recently, and we'll be doing more about it in the Kitchener-Waterloo area about closed tendering. One of the things is you folks in Kitchener-Waterloo are paying significantly more for your infrastructure, your public infrastructure like pools and water treatment plants, because there's a monopoly in that city. So that's another example of the type of work we do at the Work and Economics Program at Cartus.
That is fascinating. And I think that we just should probably just go ahead and rebook you to get the insight on that story then.
Let's do it.
Brian DeKema from Cartus, Work and Economics Program Director. I thank you for your time this morning. And yeah, we'll get you back on and we'll discuss that. We'll discuss that monopoly.
Would love to do it, Jennifer.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.